Trumas, Perek Yudalef, Mishnah Tess. Karshine Truma, Machilin Osam, L'Behem, L'Chayv, L'Tarnagoylam. Karshinim are vetches, animal fodder. Nirav explains these types of plants and fodder was mostly fed to animals, because if it was normally, if the ikker was human food, you're not allowed to feed, a Kohen is not allowed to feed his animal human food, that's destroying Truma. But in this case, it has to be fitting for a human to eat, though, because on the other hand, if it's not fitting for a human, there's no chiv of truma at all. So it's sort of in between. So it's chazik tzas, the Rav says. It's somewhat fitting. Al yedei adchak. If you really need to, a human can eat these vetches, this type of fodder. So the Mishnah tells us, machilin oisom l'behema v'l'chayv l'tarnagol. A Kohen is allowed to feed it to his behema, his chayv, his tarnagol. Now, there are some foods that are eaten al yedei adchak, and still they're not chayv and trumas and maisras, because that's not called a food. So the Mishnah Rishana says you have to be mechalik, that there are certain things that are eaten al yedei adchak, but still called a food, and certain things that are eaten al yedei adchak, an emergency that's mamish not even a food. And this would fall under the category of a food, therefore you chayv in shumas, but it's not normally meant for a human, therefore you're not destroying it by giving it to an animal. The Mishnah continues, Yisrael shasachar para mikoyin. So what if a Jew would rent a cow from a Kohen? Machila karshine truma. So he can feed the animal karshinim of truma. So even though the Yisrael is responsible to feed the animal, and one would think that the Yisrael in some way owns the animal and he can't give the animal truma because it's like giving truma to his own animal. So the Rav tells us that's not the case. That's not gezel. Because it's actually better for the Kohen, the owner of the cow, to have his cow fed this way. And it's as if the Yisrael that's having the Kohen's cow by him, it's as if the Yisrael gave this food to the Kohen to now then give to the Kohen's cow that's working in the guy's field. And he'd rather it done this way because when the cow's actually working for you in your field, so you're going to feed it more generously. V'choin shesachar parmi Yisrael, but the opposite, if a Kohen would rent the cow from a Yisrael, afal pishim azonisei olav, even though the Kohen is responsible on the cow, and one may think that the cow is really the Kohen's in a certain way, lo yachilenu karshine truma, still the Kohen is not allowed to feed this cow truma. Why is that? Because the cow is owned by a Jew, and there's a separate din that a Kohen is only allowed to give his animals truma when it says, the Pasuk says, V'Kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoi. And nefesh is even the nefesh of a behema. And the Torah says, dafka a kinyan of kaspo, that a Kohen is able to feed truma. But if a kinyan of kaspo we saw, but if a Jew monetarily owns the cow, a Kohen cannot give it truma, even if the Kohen is responsible for the cow. Mishnah continues, Yisrael shesham par mikohen lo yachilena kashine truma. If a Jew takes a cow from a Kohen, and when he takes the cow, he makes, Shom is making an appraisal, meaning they figure out what the cow is worth right now. And the deal is, so the Yisrael pays him for it, and let's say they decide the cow is worth $100. So the Yisrael pays the Kohen for $100 for the cow, but they made a deal also. The Kohen said, listen, I'll sell you the cow for $100, but any profit that the cow gets after you buy it from me for $100, because if you're so good at fattening cows, buy it from me for $100, fatten the cow up, and then when you sell the cow, we'll split the profit. So that's exactly what's happening here. In this case, lo yachilenu kashine truma. Since the Yisrael bought it, on the appraisal, even though the Kohen is going to have a chelik afterwards of the profit, still it's the Yisrael's kinyan, and therefore he can't feed it kashine truma. However, the opposite, if a Kohen shesham parom Yisrael, if a Kohen would buy a cow off of a Yisrael and he would do the appraisal and they had this whole business transaction where they would figure out and they would split the profit afterwards, machila karshine truma. Here, the Kohen is allowed to feed this cow karshine truma, even though the Yisrael is going to reap the benefit from when the Kohen fattens the cow and gets more value for it. Still, it's really the Kohen's cow, because he bought it from the Yisrael when they made the appraisal, and therefore he's allowed to feed it truma.